but that's really not my style. Nearly all the pleasures in my life are gone. I can't think of many things that make me want to smile, but there's one thing that really turns me on. I wanna hear the crunch, I wanna hear the cracks, I wanna hear the moans and groans. I don't know why, but I only have to break in bones.
Who wants that? Let's see you. That's the real
conversation pulls me, there's just nothing I can say. I just never seem to get the message through. Very little interests me, I yawn my life away, but there's one thing I always wanna do. I wanna hear the crunch, I wanna hear the cracks, I wanna hear the moans and groans. I don't know why, but I'm only happy breaking bones.
Watch that, let's hear.
No one seems to understand how sensitive I am when I twist somebody's head round several ways. And dislocating fingers or a casual body slam helps me pass the time and brightens up my days.
I wanna hear the crunch, I wanna hear the cracks, I wanna hear the moans and groans. I don't know why, but I'm only happy breaking bones.
I don't really. Too early in the morning.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to whenitwascool.com. I'm Carl. Thank you very much for joining me. I have a movie review today. It's a wrestling movie. So I'm not sure until I mix this show whether I'm going to drop it under the When It Was Cool Retro podcast feed or the When It Was Cool Wrestling podcast, but probably the wrestling feed, because come on, this movie sucked. Grunt the Wrestling Movie, 1985, and remember that. It's kind of important. This movie is everything I hate about I hesitate to even call it mainstream treatment of wrestling. This is not mainstream in any way. This is a very indie-rific movie, but it's about the general public, I suppose, treatment of wrestling, even though this thing's full of actual wrestlers. I remember this movie back in the day. It was like in, you know, all the old video stores, VHS tape stores. You go in, you know, and I remember seeing this thing in every big, like, you know, Blockbuster or your local independent, like Sight and Sound and things like that. You know, every town had four or five video stores back in the 80s and into the 1990s. I saw Grunt, I believe, at every single one of them. I remember it being promoted on Continental Wrestling because Adrian Street wrestled there, and he was in this movie and provided part of the soundtrack for this movie. And we're seeing advertisements for it in magazines and I think even comic books and such. This movie was absolutely atrocious. I didn't see it at the time in 1985. For whatever reason, it took me a few years to finally watch it. I think I watched it maybe, you know, before 1990, somewhere in the very late 1980s, I finally rented this thing on VHS and watched it. Back then, I was consuming literally everything that had to do with wrestling, as many of us fans did, right? I wonder if that's still a thing today. Is that still a thing with current, like, let's say, you know, under 35-year-old wrestling fans, under 30-year-old wrestling fans, do they consume everything to do with pro wrestling the way we did back in the day? I don't think they do. Maybe I'm wrong, but I say that, but I see others who, you know, watch a lot of you know, independent stuff, a lot of very obscure stuff. And so maybe that's how they do it. We did the same things back in the, you know, 80s and 90s if we could get our hands on it. But, gosh, you know, if there was a wrestler in a movie, gosh, I can't tell you how many bad Jesse Ventura movies I've watched, how many bad Hulk Hogan movies I've watched, you know, anything that had a wrestler in it. You watch that movie just to see the wrestler in it. And so when you got a movie like Grunt that purports to be the wrestling movie, I don't know why it took me so long to see it, but it was, I'm pretty sure it was probably 1988, 1989 when I finally saw this. Maybe that was when the video store finally carried it. I don't remember. But this movie was absolutely atrocious. I remember back then watching it and thinking there were things about it that I kind of like, some concepts there, okay? So the general idea, by the way, this thing doesn't even have a Wikipedia page, okay? So you can't go to Wikipedia and look this up. It does have an Internet Movie Database page, so if you want to go to IMDb, you can check it out. But this is their brief description. A documentary crew sets out to unravel one of professional wrestling's most closely guarded secrets. Is former champion Mad Dog Joe DiCursio now wrestling as The Mask? Okay, that sounds like a perfectly legitimate documentary, right? A mockumentary, I guess we would say. That sounds, okay, halfway interesting. Okay, sure. Well, it's the execution that's absolutely, absolutely terrible. It does have a lot of wrestlers in it, and we'll talk about who all is there. The lead person, though, Mad Dog Joe DiCursio, he's the protagonist of our story, is played by an actor named Magic Swartz. And Magic Swartz was known, I guess, best for being in that Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie Over the Top. And he did a few little, you know, gigs where he was the heavy. He was a big blonde. He kind of looked a lot like Magnum T.A., honestly, Terry Allen. He looked very similar to him, maybe a little taller, but the hair, the mustache, the beard and everything kind of put me in mind of him. So that's Magic Swartz. He's an actor, so he played the role there, not actually a professional wrestler. He also played, you know, part of the time is the mask guy. His name was literally The Mask, although the wrestling scenes were performed by Steve Strong, Steve DeSalvo, who was a pro wrestler, wrestled a lot up in, and I guess he's most known as being with Calgary Stampede Wrestling. He also wrestled down in Puerto Rico, periodically in the United States. He even had a quick cup of coffee in the AWA, and maybe even did some tryout work or something, maybe even for WWE. I don't remember for sure. I think he was even in WCW for a second. But he was a dude with big arms, big jacked-up looking guy. He portrayed the wrestling scenes of The Mask in there. We'll do a rundown of all the wrestlers in there in a minute, because there are some pretty interesting people in this. But the story is absolutely stupid, okay? You have this guy. Let me find the cast list here so I can remember these geeks' names. Okay, so what is the documentary filmmaker is Jeff Dahl. Okay, or the director, excuse me, played by Jeff Dahl, whoever the hell that is. All right, so they got this guy making this video, and he's trying to, he's not particularly, he's kind of a wrestling fan, but he's not really like an insider fan. Okay, so this pokes, you know, this is one of those deals that makes fun of wrestling fans, makes fun of wrestling. It makes it, you know, it's just like, literally, who did they think they were making this movie for? You think the general public's going to go see Grunt, the wrestling movie, this low budget piece of garbage, you know, non big budget movie? No, of course not. The only people who's going to see this are wrestling fans, and they literally lost no opportunity to insult wrestling fans by making them out to be stupid, the wrestlers out to be dumb, wrestling out to be dumb. It was all the tropes you come to expect from any, you know, any pop culture treatment of pro wrestling, especially back in the 80s. You had this guy named Dr. Tweed, and he's played by an actor named Robert Glaudini. Robert Glaudini. And okay, so he plays like a super fan. Okay, like a he would be like a sheet writer back in the day. He's runs the Mad Dog Joe DiCurso fan club. He was a big fan of Mad Dog Joe DiCurso. And Joe DiCurso disappears from wrestling in 1979 because he's wrestling a guy, the Skull Crusher or something like that, for the World Championship. And during the match, Skull Crusher does the old get your head twisted up in the ropes, the thing that caused Mick Foley to lose his ear against Vader, that little deal where he tied his head up in the ropes. And when Joe DiCurso came off the ropes and hit him, it decapitated him and killed the champion. His head rolls out through the crowd. People are in disbelief. Now, mind you, they play this up completely slapstick. Like, you hear that, you go, whoa, you know, that sounds very violent. Well, it was played very silly. So, apparently, the story goes, after that, Mad Dog Joe DiCurso disappears. And basically becomes, you know, falls into depression. He becomes homeless. He's in like a food line and stuff. And then apparently commits suicide by jumping off of the Golden Gate Bridge. Or so the story goes. Body never recovered. Well, now, a few years later, I forget how many. It's 4 or 5 years. Maybe it's real time. Maybe it's 1985. So, you know, 5 or 6 years later, a wrestler has appeared on the scene called The Mask, and he's wearing a mask. And it's, if you follow Lucha Libre wrestling or know of Lucha Libre wrestling, there was a wrestler down there called The Kiss, and his gimmick was he wore a Gene Simmons mask. He wore a silver mask with Gene Simmons face paint on it. Well, that was the mask this guy was using, except they'd sewed like some fake hair on the top of it or something. So that's the deal. He's The Mask. So basically, I mean, the storyline, yeah, it's a bit much, but is it really much more than some of the stuff we've seen with The Undertaker over the years and Bray Wyatt and things like that? Eh, you know, besides the dude getting decapitated like for real, you know, a wrestler comes back from the dead under a mask, possibly, you know, it's not so far out there compared to some stuff we've seen. But, you know, in the context of pro wrestling itself or what it is, you know, people enjoy it and whatever. And but this was, again, this was a movie. It seemed like they literally made a movie that only professional wrestling fans would want to see. And they spent the entire movie making fun of wrestling fans. So it's just one of those things that's just absolutely hateable about this. It's, you know, it's very, and I hate to knock on this because some of you may be into this very avant-garde type stuff, very, you know, eccentric. But this, I mean, this seems like some indie filmmakers decided, wow, well, of course wrestling's stupid. That's why people love wrestling, because it's really stupid. And they just, you know, things like, I never understood, like, incredibly strange wrestling, like, stuff like that. It's just the absolute fringe. To me, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's not representative of what most professional wrestling fans are looking for. Certainly not to be made fun of, certainly not to be, you know, subjected to really bullying and ridicule and all that. As weird and strange as wrestling may be at times, this is a bit much. It's a wrestling movie made by people who obviously didn't understand wrestling. But now they did hire a bunch of wrestlers to be in this. So your cast of characters, again, like I said, the main protagonist is Mad Dog Joe DiCurso, who's played by Magic Schwartz. Steve Strong does the mask wrestling scenes. There is an actress named Marilyn Dodds Franks, who plays Lola, who is the valet of Mad Dog Joe DiCurso back in the day, and also, I guess, his real-life girlfriend. The mask has come back, and he has this French valet, who is played by Leedy Denyer. Less said about her, the better. Robert Glaudini, again, is Dr. And here's the thing about Dr. Tweed, okay? I actually worked with a dude named Mike who who talked exactly like Dr. Tweed. He has had this nasally sort of whine to him. Hey guys, I'm the leader of the Mad Dog Joe DiCurso fan club, and he's also the mask. Mad Dog is the mask. The mask is Mad Dog. So, like every time he spoke, I heard my former coworker Mike, and I'm like, oh, that's utterly grating. Hey, Carl, come over here. We got this car stopped. We need to do a DUI inspection on this guy here. I'm like, ugh. So, anyway, Bill Grant is a bodybuilder. He plays Captain Carnage. Every time Captain Carnage would come up on TV, I'd think, who is that? That guy looks like a wrestler. He's ripped to shreds. He's very muscular. He's shaved, bald-headed. Well, turns out, not a wrestler, a bodybuilder, Bill Grant. Now, there was a tag team in here called the Grunt Brothers. Now, I know the name of the movie is Grunt, but it seemed not really to have anything to do with the Grunt Brothers. They just seemed to be characters in it. They were your stereotypical, growl and scream at the camera tag team wearing matching jackets. They were played, the Grunt Brothers were none other than Dick Murdoch and the Destroyer without his mask on, Dick Bauer. Yes. Dick Murdoch and Dick Bauer, the Dicks, were the Grunt Brothers. Yes, it was ridiculous. I never got to see that much of the Destroyer, honestly, other than just a little bit of his stuff in Japan. Dick Bauer was a very good amateur wrestler as well. Seeing him in this movie just made me never want to see him. He was over the top, loud, obnoxious in the worst kind of pro wrestling ways. Okay, the just over the top caricature of a wrestler. Dick Murdoch, of course, we know he was oftentimes the over the top caricature of a wrestler. Very good, but too much sometimes. And boy, these two together really hamming it up or something else. Wally George, talk show host, conservative like Rush Limbaugh type. He's on there playing himself. He does he interviews the mask. Of course, the big controversy is the mask. Mad Dog Joe DiCurso, back from the dead. Adrian Street and Miss Linda are both in here playing themselves. And quite frankly, Adrian Street was like three levels of better than everybody else in this movie. Like when he spoke and did, and his shtick, of course, was super over the top. But when he did it, he was far more believable than everybody else doing it. I'm an Adrian Street fan, unrepentant, and he was great in this movie. Probably the best thing about this movie, Adrian Street. He also provided the soundtrack with his goofy songs, A Mighty Big Girl for Her Age, I'm Only Happy Breaking Bones. You know, goofy stuff. It fit actually in this. Now, playing the masked Skull Crusher Johnson was Victor Rivera, actual pro wrestler Victor Rivera. So he was the champion. Bill Anderson, actually a wrestler, was in here as well. Armando Guerrero is in this, playing El Toro, although the Internet Movie Database doesn't list him in here. He did have a fairly prominent role as the Georgia champion. Believe it or not, he was the Georgia champion. And so what happens here, this goofy story, this documentary filmmaker trying to solve the mystery, is Mad Dog Joe DiCurso, the mask, runs it all the way down to the end. We find out last match, your big climax moment, is the mask has his opponent tied up in the ropes just like before, just like he did with Skull Crusher. And it looks like he's about to run into the ropes and decapitate another poor guy. When suddenly, out of the back, and I swear it looks just like Magnum T.A., comes Mad Dog Joe DiCurso riding a motorcycle out to the ringside. Wow. Mad Dog Joe DiCurso, spoiler alert, swerve, is not, in fact, the mask. He dives in front of the mask, blocking him so he can't decapitate this dude. He fires back. They brawl. And even though it was a battle royal, by the way, for the World Heavyweight Championship, and I guess they were in the AWA. I don't know. They're the only ones I ever knew that did that. But Anyway, Mad Dog Joe DiCurso, despite not actually being in the match, wins the match, beats the mask, he's the last man standing, and he unmasks the mask. Now, here's they literally made this movie with no ending in mind. So we're like, who is the mask then? Because he looked just like Joe DiCurso all throughout this thing. You know, of course, it was this Magic Schwartz wearing the mask through all except the in-ring stuff. But who is he? They never tell us. Never do we find out who the mask actually was. In fact, the epilogue to this is the filmmaker comes back after some undisclosed period of time passes. He comes back and finds Dr. Tweed, who is selling, I forget, sheepskin seat covers, if I remember correctly. And he says, look, you know, I've got all this footage, but we never found out who the mask was. And I just don't know how to end this film. I just don't know what to do. Can you help me? And Dr. Tweed says, hey, guys, just come on down here to the restaurant and let's have some coffee. And you and I can sit down and discuss it. And so I'm thinking, oh, God, no, I don't want to go have coffee with Mike. But here they go. They walk down, and I'm thinking, okay, well, they're going to reveal over this conversation, you know, who the mask was. No, the credits start rolling. That's the end of the film. We never find out who the mask was. We never find out what Mad Dog Joe DiCurso does next, really. They just kind of vaguely allude to the fact that he just, you know, went on about life or whatever. This movie is just awful. And not awful in a fun kind of way where it's like, you should really go see this because you'll have some good laughs. Nope. Here is your Internet Movie Database comments. First off, Rockford Simmons back in 2020 said, this movie captures the classic image of American wrestling in the 80s as cheap entertainment. Mockumentary style B comedy that follows, I wouldn't even call it B comedy, it's like Z comedy, that follows the world of regional pro wrestling as a reporter searches for a lost wrestler under the guise of the mask. It's slapstick at times and sets you up to let you think wrestling is real for the sake of the story while making it entertaining. If you're a wrestling fan, view this as a tongue-in-cheek film made for non-wrestling fans. If you're a non-wrestling fan, this is made for the basic entertainment values of the time with no intention of converting you. I don't know if I agree with any of that. I don't know who this film was really for. And I guess that's the one and only comment on this too, by the way. Not just like a huge pile of feedback here. It says user reviews 10. I don't know how you find all these. Let's see. Let me click this here thing that doesn't look like a link, but might actually be one. And we get a giant pop-up ad. So I'm not sure. Okay, here we go. So here's a reviewer that has a different opinion from me. Grunt, the wrestling movie. Wrestling fans should appreciate it. This reviewer claims to be a wrestling fan. I'm a wrestling fan. It's a not-so-guilty pleasure, and I've always found it sad that wrestling hasn't been the theme of more movies over the years. I think the two go really well together, and I think I was one of the half dozen people on the planet who actually enjoyed Ready to Rumble in the year 2000. Grunt is filmed like a documentary. It tells the story of a man making a film about a mysterious wrestler who fell off the face of the earth many years before. A new wrestler on the scene wearing a mask has a lot of similarities. Are they one and the same? The whole film is so 80s and filled me with nostalgia, from the great soundtrack to the VHS appearance and the old school wrestling action. Yeah, this person liked it way more than I did. This is to wrestling what Spinal Tap was to music. No, it wasn't. Spinal Tap was funny. Terrific movie for wrestling fans of any age, and especially the veteran fans. Who are these people reviewing? These people, I don't know. Mike Ken, maybe. If you're one of my Patreon supporters, what the heck, man? Grunt is one of the best wrestling movies I have watched, with a fabulous performance by Robert Gludini as the absurdly self-assured Dr. Tweed. Jeff Dahl is a documentary filmmaker whose subject is the identity of an undefeated wrestler, The Mask, played by real-life wrestler Steve Strong. Gives Dr. Tweed enough room to do his hilarious thing. The lightheartedness of the film, made with a number of entertaining vignettes, combined with some great old-school wrestling action, including legends like Dirty Dick Murdoch and the real-life Mr. X, Dick Byer, made for a great time. Lydia Denier, as the manager Angel Face, does a fine job. Just, I don't even know, like, who can even think this? Okay, here's somebody that just says, woof. 1 out of 3 star, or 1 out of 5 stars, whatever it is. He didn't like it. I just don't know. Okay, here's finally a negative. I can't believe all these good reviews for this ridiculous movie. Here's one that says, loses by disqualification. My review was written in November of 1985 after a screening at Lewis Theater in Coral Springs, Florida. Grunt the Wrestling Movie is an unfunny, amateurish feature, notable only as the first to be released of 3 recent productions tied to wrestling's newfound popularity. Format slavishly imitates that of Rob Reiner's This Is Spinal Tap. A documentary filmmaker, Leslie Uggams, played by Jeff Dahl, is making a film about a wrestler, Mad Dog Joe DiCurso, who in 1979 accidentally decapitated opponent Skull Crusher Johnson in a match, after which he supposedly committed suicide. 6 years later, a new good guy wrestler, The Mask, is thought to be Mad Dog Joe, and Uggams boringly interviews anybody on the subject while incorporating old footage of Mad Dog in action and lensing the masks matches. Yeah, no, this movie sucked. I'm not even going to read any more of these reviews because these reviews are stupid. This movie was stupid. This is absolutely terrible. Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see whether this thing's fresh or whatever it is, whatever stupid rating system they've got over here. Oh, wow. 45% audience score. Imagine that. Let's see here. Rotten Tomatoes literally has only one review for this film, by Daniel Barnes. He says, after an amusing first 5 minutes, the film quickly becomes a chore. I gave it 2 out of 5. Yeah. If you've never seen it before, you're a giant fan of Adrian Street, or you're a big, big fan of Dick Murdoch or Dick Byer, and you just want to see everything they've ever done, I guess maybe, you know, waste an hour and a half of your life watching this. I don't know. Like I said, there were elements here that could have made this thing remotely interesting. It was just, even doing it in the style of, like, This Is Spinal Tap, that kind of mockumentary deal, this could have been worlds better. It seemed like a real opportunity just to make fun of wrestling fans, just to make fun of wrestling. All, it's kind of that on the square bullying sort of thing where, you know, it's like, oh man, I was just joking, after you've just, you know, really insulted somebody, and that kind of thing. This was kind of the, oh man, I was just joking of, you know, to wrestling fans. I didn't like it. Thumbs down from me. Grunt the Wrestling Movie. Trash can it. Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate it. And we'll be back here again soon with another show.